This is the Gaming Outsiders podcast for February 11th of 2013.
Oh my god, I just remembered! It's Chinese New Year! Gung Hei Fat Choi! Gung Hei Fat Choi! Oh. Ah! Americans!
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Gaming Outsiders podcast, the podcast for the Gaming Outsiders community. My name is John Meadows. I'm JC Meadows on the message board.
I'm Eric Kubik. I'm Cube00 on the Gaming Outsiders message boards.
And we have no Nathaniel with us today. He had to work, so he's probably still asleep or just getting up. So, so we have to carry on without him this week, but hopefully he'll be back next week. Money is an important thing, that's for sure. But we'll start like we always do, find out what we're playing. I have nothing to say this week because I have been working till 8 o'clock every night this week, so I have not been home.
Wow, and so I guess it's all about me this week, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I bought a few games this week. I did pick up Sly Cooper. And the Ratchet and Clank Full Frontal Assault game, I did pick those up yesterday, but I have not had a chance to play them yet. So after we get done recording, I'm going to check them out for sure. But I really wanted to play some Ni No Kuni this week, but it just didn't happen. So,
and that's the kind of game that you can't just sit down and play for half an hour. You need to put several hours into it, right?
Yeah, you have to at least play for an hour or two with it. So it's just... It was just like, I got home, I was just so exhausted. I was just like, forget it. I'm going to bed and get up at 5:30 in the morning and start all over again. So this week will be better, though. So, but what if, I know you finished XCOM this week, right? Finally?
That's right. I finally broke down and finished XCOM. So that will probably be traded in someplace. It'll go to GameStop, Amazon, Best Buy, GooseX, VG5, someplace. I mean, I realized that I probably put about 30 to 40 hours into the game, and I realized I could have beaten the last mission in about 10 hours ago, but I just had fun, you know, leveling up my characters and stuff. It's a great game.
I enjoyed it. A little bit I played of it. I thought it was really good.
I've been also playing PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale, a little bit more of that. It's a fun game, but the more and more I play it, the more I wish I was, A, had somebody to, like, play couch co-op with me, couch multiplayer.
Right.
I've been playing some more of the Crysis 3 beta. It looks really good. Even on the PS3, it looks pretty good. And the Hunter mode is fantastic.
That's what everybody says.
Bunch of guys invisible with bows, stealth, and just bows, hunting soldiers who have like weapons and armor. And it is so much fun.
That sounds cool.
Nothing more satisfying than watching that arrow from a bow hit the soldier in the head because he's looking the other direction. Put some more NBA 2K12. And that is it. I haven't been playing very much. I've been up to some other things, though. I've been watching a lot of the DC superhero movies on Netflix.
Yeah, they added a lot of those.
Have you watched any of those?
Let's see. I've seen the Batman Year One, which I thought was really good.
Where he first meets the commissioner.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool. It was a different telling of the traditional.
Yeah. Under the Red Hood, I've seen that one. It was pretty good.
That is a fantastic movie. And I thought originally, sorry to interrupt.
Oh, no, you're fine.
I thought that originally was going to be about the Joker, but it kind of is because it deals with the death of Robin. Not to spoil anything for people, it has Neil Patrick Harris. He does the voice, one of the voices in there. Highly recommend it. It's probably the best. It's pretty good. I would say it's the best. What else have you seen?
Let's see. I started watching Superman. Which one was it? All-Star Superman. It's kind of
not watched that.
It was kind of weird. It was Superman's like dying in it or something. It's
strange. Yeah. Lex Luthor hits him with kryptonite, and he's got a limited amount of time.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. I think it was public, maybe public enemies. I think I saw that one.
Oh, yeah, where everybody goes after Superman, Batman, mm-hmm. and Batman's taking on people that are, you know, normally designed to kick the crap out of Superman.
Yeah, I haven't. I want to see the Superman versus the Elite. I haven't watched that one yet.
I started watching that. That's pretty good. The art style,
look different.
I would say it's a little bit more cartoony, because Year One reminded me of more like a little bit anime influenced.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But Under the Red Hood and Public Enemies is more, I would say, Americanized.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, true. Justice League Doom is pretty cool too.
I haven't seen that one yet.
Tower of Babel storyline from the comics. It's interesting. It's got the Justice League in it. Yeah. You'd probably like it.
There's also.
Is it Justice League New Frontiers? That's kind of cool. That's like the idea of the Justice League first coming together. That's interesting. And then there's Justice League Crisis on Two Earths or something. I watched that.
I saw that one. It was okay. It was all right.
I like
my comic books. Those comic book movies are pretty cool. Those DC ones, they're really well. Most of them are really well done. So
they're good. And on Netflix, they're pretty much free. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
I own a couple of them, but pretty much.
The only ones I own is I bought Batman Return of the Dark Knight Part 1 and 2 on Blu-ray. Which
I have not watched that. Is that on Netflix?
No, I don't think it's on Netflix yet.
Things, maybe I'll have to pick it up on like iTunes or Amazon.
It is really good. It is very good. I've watched half of the first one. I bought the second one, but I haven't watched it yet. But I mean,
and what is it? Give me a hint. What is it about?
It's did you ever read the Frank Miller comic, The Dark Knight Returns? It's the one where Batman retires, and but then
he's
comes.
Old?
Yeah, he's old. He comes back, and he's like 50 years old, and stuff. Yeah, it's really good. It's very, very good.
How much is this?
I know I bought it for like $15 on Blu-ray, I think, and that was with a digital copy.
Maybe I can find it on GooseX or something.
Yeah,
I like what Frank Miller does.
Well, after I saw the Batman Year One, you know, that was based on the Frank Miller Year One Batman comic book, and I thought it was real good. And they really did the Dark Knight Returns really well. Peter Weller, the guy who played RoboCop, he does the voice for Batman.
Yeah, GPT was talking about that on the KCast last week about how he liked the, because it was RoboCop, and you know, it's funny how Batman, most of the movies with Batman are, I don't know, they're a little bit, you can make them a little bit darker versus like Superman. It's like the Boy Scout,
right?
Sort of. Somebody's gonna argue about this, but
it's always been that way though, especially in the past 10 years. You know, I would say until the new Man of Steel movie comes out, it looks like it's going to be a little darker movie than.
Not such a goody two shoes.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. Which is, it's cool. I mean, I'll go see it. I like Superman. It'll be hard for me to get over not seeing Christopher Reeve as Superman. But but still, it'll be good.
All right. Well, the only other thing I've been up to is thinking about taking some games to trade into, you know, GameStop, Best Buy, everybody's favorite stores. Mm-hmm. But and I gotta say, even with Best Buy's 100% trade in bonus, so the game's worth 10, they give you 20.
Yeah.
GameStop still has them beat every single game by $2 to $3.
Well, I'm sure. The other day when I was a couple weeks ago,
I was really surprised.
Yeah. Well, a couple weeks ago when I had tons of them, when I cleaned out my games and I was like, okay, I'm going to trade these in. I went on Best Buy and you know they were doing the 100% trade, and for you know what. You could get it at Best Buy, and it was $7, so they'd give you $14. You could still get, like, 18 or so or 20 at GameStop. So I was like, well,
It's tough. I mean, then again, you can use at Best Buy, you know, you can buy other things besides games for the most part.
Yeah.
So,
It's different, you know, whichever way you go, but sometimes it's just easier to go to GameStop because usually they'll give you the best deal. And, you know, if you're pre-ordering something while you're at it, too, they always, you know, you always get a little more. And if you have their cards, you get a little more and stuff like that. So, you know, that's usually where I go. I don't think I've traded in at Best Buy, but maybe once or twice. And that was when I was working there.
Well, you want to get into the news?
Yeah, we can get into the news. There's some stories going around. Actually, there's one I left out. We'll we'll do it first. GameStop was closing 500 to 600 stores. Yeah. I totally forgot to put that in there. I'd forgotten about
that. Underperforming.
Well, they money. Yeah, a little bit of both. Their earnings came out and they were down about 4.6% over where they were last year, and they were below, you know, their other competitors by about the same, you know, Best Buy and Games or Target and stuff like that. So they're forecasting to close 500 to 600 stores. I know some have already closed. I don't know if any of the ones around here have closed yet. I was at one of my local GameStops yesterday talking to the store manager, the one I used to work at, and he said they were originally going to close the one that was like down the street at the mall. But when the mall found out they were leaving, they put in their 30-day, they were supposed to be closed by the 23rd of this month, the mall like cut their rent in half to keep them there. So
hey, that works.
Yeah, they were going to stay open another year. So, you know, it may be some situations like that. You know, I know rent's getting expensive in these places and stuff. So, you know, but GameStop's so big.
Mall GameStops always do pretty good. Yeah. I mean, they always smell horrible, like whatever's been cooking in the mall.
Yeah. Well, the GameStop right down the street from me is right next to a Subway. So when you go into it, it always smells like Subway bread. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's better than the one at the mall smelling like Thai food, which drove me crazy. It's like, really?
Well, and honestly, I don't know why GameStop hasn't closed some stores before. I know back home at one of the malls, there was a Babbage's and a EB Games, and then when GameStop bought both of them, they both became GameStops, and they were literally like right down the walkway from each other. So I'm like, I just don't see how they could both of them survive in the same place. But you know, there's so many stores around. I know in Greensboro there's at least 7 or 8, and in Winston there's a good 4 or 5, and you know, there's so many around here that if 3 or 4 of them closed, it wouldn't hurt them that much. I wouldn't think. I'm sure it's like that there too.
Yeah, there's plenty. There's a lot, and I don't know. Yeah. Some, you know, and you have the store that you like going to.
Right.
It's like, oh, you go to the store and you got the regular guy that's not going to bother you. The regular couple people aren't going to bother you, or you go to the ones where it's got the annoying guys working behind the counter. Don't shut up.
Yeah, that's true, but you know. As long as they can shuffle people around, I hate to hear people lose their jobs. That's for sure. Yeah. You know, especially when most of them are just kids trying to get through school or something to work part time or something like that. They don't make a lot of money working there anyway. So,
yeah, but, you know, and it sucks.
Yeah, it sucks, but it's a sign of the times too, I suppose.
Yeah, we'll see what happens with the next console generation.
Yeah.
And,
That.
The used games and see what happens there, but that's all hearsay. We can talk about that later.
Yeah, we'll get into that later. But one of the things that they announced this week was the Zombie U Wii U Limited Edition Deluxe Set, which I thought was pretty nice for the price. For $389, might as well say $390. You get the 32-gig black Wii U. It comes with the Zombie U game, the controller, what do they call that, the standard pro controller, I guess is what they call it, the Legoland, it's a download voucher, so it's not actually a disc, you'll download it to the system, and it comes with like some art book with developer commentary on the Zombie U game and stuff like that. So for $390, I mean, I think that's a pretty good deal. You get the 350 console, the $60 game. I think that controller's $50, $40, something like that. I'm not sure.
So, yeah. So, are you saving $75 then?
I'd say at least $35 to $50, something like that.
Depending. And you get the cool art book.
Mm-hmm.
And a digital version of Nintendo Land.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, save a little money.
It's also a mature bundle.
Yeah. That's
a mature game, which is interesting because not something normally Nintendo does.
Right. Yeah. That's kind of surprising.
You might save a few bucks, especially if you want to play those games.
Well, and what's nice is too, you get the pro controller and then you have the regular controller with screen, so right out of the box you can play two-player games with split screen, which is nice. You know, haven't been able to do that with a console in a long time, so but still not bad for $389, I don't think at all. If I had it, I'd probably pick it up if I had the money. You know, why not? It's a good deal, get a couple games out of it.
If I wanted a Wii U, I'd probably get it. For now, I'm going to save for the other systems.
Yeah,
probably.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what they announce. You know, we got a good month or two before we find out exactly what everybody's doing. Nobody's fully showing their cards yet, so lots of rumors though. But yeah. We'll get into that in a little while too. Sales numbers. This week was the DICE conference, I believe. So a lot of publishers have come out banging their chest with numbers and stuff like that. Ubisoft probably had the largest sales numbers for, you know, their games. Assassin's Creed sold like 12 million copies over the PlayStation 3, Xbox 360, Wii U, and PC. That's
pretty good.
Yeah, and that's digital and retail sales. So
the Vita version, Assassin's Creed Liberation, there were 600,000, mm-hmm. which is very good considering it was a Vita only release.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So that means there's a lot of Vitas out there too. So
I'm sure Black Friday helped. The prices, the Vita bundle was reasonable,
yeah.
And $30 for AC3 for Black Friday.
Yeah.
I'm sure that helped.
Yeah. And then Far Cry sold almost 5 million copies, which is
pretty good.
Yeah, that's
it's only been out.
Really good.
I mean, did they say these sales numbers are up to this month, or they say?
Well,
I mean, for Far Cry 3, that's pretty good for being out for 2 months.
I believe it's probably just the quarter, because usually you see it runs January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. So I'm guessing it's just October, November, and December. It could be January. They really didn't say, but I'm sure it's just that quarter over Christmas. But still, you know, 4.5 million, that's, you probably, you know, they'll get another Far Cry game in the next year or two, that's for sure. Won't wait very long for that, you know, with it selling that good.
Hopefully it won't.
Yeah. But speaking of Assassin's Creed, they have dated the downloadable content for Assassin's Creed 3, the reign of King Washington, whatever it's called, the tyranny of King Washington. The first one will be out February 19th. That's the infamy. The next one will be the betrayal. It'll be out March 19th. And then the redemption will be out April 23rd. So you'll have the next 3 months, you'll have a little bit of new Assassin's Creed 3 to play.
If you bought the season pass, it's good. If not,
right.
I bet they're 10 apiece.
Probably. That sounds about right. I haven't heard how long each episode is. I'm going to guess probably an hour or two worth of gameplay for the story-wise, but probably nothing too long.
I mean, probably only a couple hours max.
I would think. I wouldn't think they'd be 4 or 5 hours apiece. They usually don't go that crazy with the DLC time play, but we'll see. It'd be cool, though, to see. I know you're going to have... It's going to be way different than the game. You as Connor have special powers and stuff like that. So it'll be cool to see what they do with it, since they're kind of doing an alternate universe thing. So when they do something like that, they can always have a little bit of liberty and doing different things. So should be interesting, though. We'll find out. I bought the season pass, so I'll play it when it comes out. Speaking of Assassin's Creed, the next Assassin's Creed title, they said, will be a new time period in a new place, and it has have a new hero in it, and it'll also have a new team doing it. It won't be the guys that did the development for Assassin's Creed 3 or any of the other ones. So they haven't said which new team it is that's doing it.
It's going to be in the 20th century.
Yeah. I wonder what they're going to do with it. It's kind of a shame they're moving away from the whole Connor thing. I thought that would be kind of cool to get another game with him, but especially since it sold so well. But it'll be interesting to see where they go. Will they go, you know, World War II, World War I? You know, will they go more modern day, or will they do something that's... You know, in the future, you know, I don't know, but, you know, they really haven't said, but it's, they're hoping to have it released sometime before April of 2014. So, it'll be interesting, though. A lot of speculation. I've read different things online that it's pirates. That's what it's going to be since the naval stuff in 3 was so good. Don't know. We'll see. And speaking of, earnings and stuff, it came out, the Activision Blizzard sales were up. Of course, it helped to have a new Call of Duty come out, and a new World of Warcraft expansion helped. Of course, they announced there was going to be a Call of Duty this fall, so if anybody was surprised by that. It's pretty much become a yearly thing now. Looks like numbers, Black Ops 2 generated $1 billion in 15 days after launch, so that's pretty crazy. The Skylanders have generated over $1 billion worldwide. Diablo 3 has sold 12 million copies since its launch in May, and Warcraft still has 9.6 million subscribers. It is a little drop in subscribers from WoW, but only 400,000, which usually happens after a new expansion comes out. But I'm not surprised. Well, new Call of Duty.
Making money. I mean, they're going to put out another Call of Duty game, keep milking the franchise. It'll probably either be set in the future or maybe it'll be set in the past. Come on. How about Civil War? Revolutionary War?
Okay.
World War One?
World War One would be cool. You know, they had, what was it, the History Channel game did a World War or a Civil War first person shooter. It wasn't done very well, but it would be interesting to see somebody do a Revolutionary War or a Civil War first person shooter and do it right. Would be pretty cool. But yeah, I mean, as long as Call of Duty is making money, you know, they're going to make another one. And every year. So, like I say, I'm not surprised at all by it. It figures, and I'm sure there'll be a new Skylanders game as well. So, as they have really been cranking them out.
Milk that franchise.
Mm-hmm. Can't blame them though if they're making money. That's for sure.
Yeah. Nope. Can't blame them.
There's some disappointing news with the MLB The Show. It's not going to be a cross-buy game. So if you buy the PS3 version and you want to get the Vita version, you have to buy it separately.
Any reason behind that, or they're just not doing it?
I'm guessing that the reason is probably because
they need money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, and maybe you'll see like GameStop or Best Buy offer some kind of deal, you know.
Yeah.
Buy MLB 13, get the Vita version for $15 or $20 or something like that. I think it's a mistake. I think they would sell more copies of it or maybe sell more Vitas because of it. I know I've been buying a lot of games that I wouldn't normally buy because they have the cross-platform cross-buy, you know, the PlayStation All-Stars, the Sly Cooper, and the Ratchet and Clank game I bought last night. It was $20. It comes with the Vita version and the PlayStation 3 version. Now, granted, the Vita version for the Ratchet and Clank game isn't out yet. It won't be out till spring, but, you know, still, to be able to have that game, buy both versions of the game for $20, I mean, you can't beat that. We'll see. I'm sure maybe they're doing it to, like I say, do the cross promotion. Maybe if you pre-order it, you get $20 off of, you know, the Vita version or both versions or whatever. So
yeah, something. Maybe they'll throw in a gift card or something.
Something. Yeah, but
kind of sweeten the deal.
Still, would have been nice to see it already bundled in that. Would have been nice, you know. But it is what it is. It's games like times like that though. I'm thinking, why Sony? Why not do that? Help out your Vita, yeah. And like I say, the Ratchet and Clank, that was the next thing I had. The Ratchet and Clank game was delayed on the Vita, but the one plus side to it is if you buy the game and you want the Vita version, when it does come out in spring, you will get a copy of Ratchet and Clank Deadlock for free, the HD version. So that's a nice added bonus. So for $20, you're getting the Ratchet and Clank game, the Ratchet and Clank full frontal game, and the Vita version, and the HD version of Ratchet and Clank Deadlock for $20. So I think that's a pretty good deal, good price anyway. Good enough that I bought it. And what else? This is all the rumor news. This is what everybody's been probably waiting for us to talk about anyway. The rumors of all the
Xbox rumors.
Mm-hmm. there's a rumor came out this week that the next Xbox will always have to be connected online.
Yeah.
I find that very hard to believe.
It will have the ability to, it won't play secondhand games, so it won't play used games. It's also supposed to have 500 gigabyte Blu-ray discs and a new Kinect. Right. Nobody cares about the Kinect, so we're not going to talk about that.
Yeah. I don't see them going that route with no secondhand games and always online. I don't see that at all.
It would have to be some sort of chip or some sort of hardware or software lockout.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and that's the thing. There's rumors around that, oh, you'll have to put a code in and the code will lock it and you'll have to be online every time. And I don't.
The be online thing sucks. I mean, what if you're in an area that has crummy internet or dial-up?
Right. Well, and you know. Honestly, my Xbox, as soon as I turn it on, or my PlayStation, whichever, it's always online. So technically, it wouldn't be a big deal. But if my internet goes down and I want to play a game and I can't play it because I can't connect to the internet, that's just dumb. But I just can't see Microsoft doing something like that. They've done everything so right with the 360 as it is now, with the, you know, the online stuff and things like that. I can't see them making it mandatory, and I wouldn't see what the point is for a console game to be mandatory online. Ubisoft did that with Assassin's Creed. I think it was Brotherhood on the PC. You know, you had to be connected to the internet, and everybody just went crazy about it. But PC games are sometimes different because there are so many pirated games out there. And it's easier to pirate them than it is console games. I just don't see them doing that. I don't see them blocking out secondhand games either, because that's such a big market with eBay and GameStop and, you know, your local video game stores that do that. I don't see them blocking those people out. I do see the next Xbox coming with the new Kinect, though. I figure that'll be standard in the box.
If they want to do something about, you know, people waiting to buy used games, bring the price of new games down. I always complain about this, and, you know, people always say how, oh, well, you know, back in the early 90s, with the, you know, adjust for inflation, games, you know, some games were like $80, $90. So it's like, okay, well, that's true.
Yeah.
I do hear the rumor is, though, the new PS4 is, it looks like it's easier to develop for, and the OS is easier to work with than what Microsoft has currently.
Right. So, well, but the one thing that worries me with the PlayStation 4 is I highly, highly doubt it'll be backwards compatible. Because,
damn it.
Well, they're using a different chipset. They're using a different GPU. They're using too much different stuff that it's too hard to go back and make those games compatible, because that's what it did with the Xbox. You know, the Xbox and the Xbox 360, the CPU and the GPU was so much different that it was too much trouble for publishers to go back and, you know, retool the games to make them backwards compatible. So a lot of them just said, eh, we don't have to worry about it. But,
well, then Sony should should release a bunch of its hot PS3 games digitally and make them at a cheap price, like $10 or less, and I'm sure people would buy them.
I'm sure. And they will probably eventually do something like that. But, you know, I've heard different rumors that, you know, when the Xbox comes out, it will be, you know, the PlayStation 4 is going to be $400, the Xbox will be $350, and they'll do I don't know if you remember, they did a bundle over Christmas where if you made a 2-year commitment to Xbox Live, you could get an Xbox 360 for $100. A lot of them are talking that they'll probably do something like that again, except maybe you can get the new Xbox for $199 if you do a 2-year commitment.
Maybe they'll do a trade up deal. Trade in your old 360, mm-hmm. get the new one for $200, $250.
Yeah, something like that.
They had that when the PS3 first came out. Yep. Trade in your old PS2, and I was able to get a 60 gig for with some game trade-ins and that deal from $500 to $350.
Yeah.
So that made it affordable.
Exactly.
Not really.
Well, more affordable than dishing out $600.
I had waited a year after the PS3 came out to buy mine. I think I will still wait. No matter if I get a three, the next Xbox or the next PS. it PlayStation system. I'll wait.
All going to depend on how much it is for me and when it comes out. I mean, we know one of them will be out this Christmas, but if both of them, I just don't see both of them, and I've said this before, I don't see both of them coming out at Christmas at the same time.
Afford to buy both.
No, people aren't going to be able to afford to buy both. You're going to have one group that's going to buy one group that's going to buy the other. I mean, you'll have those hardcore guys that'll have to have both, but if they're both $400 and you're dropping down $1,000 at Christmas time just for video game systems, you know, I don't know. I would think that they're going to shoot somebody's going to shoot themselves in the foot, whether it be Sony or Microsoft. But, you know, Sony supposedly will have their announcement in 10 days. I have a feeling that Microsoft will probably have announcement probably mid-March because what's the thing next month? The Gamers Conference thing. I can't remember what it's called, but it's usually the end of March. And that's where they announced the original Xbox before. So, you know, I don't know. We'll see. I would like for them to keep them under 350, but I just don't see it happening.
Yeah, I mean, it all just depends.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I know I would like to have both of them at launch, but it's not going to happen. It'll either be one or the other. I don't know. It just depends. We'll have to wait and see. What each of them say, what they do, you know, what it's going to be. It may be one of them things where just set back for once and wait it out a little while. Maybe just stick with a PC, the Games Developer Conference at the end of March. That's what it's called, the GDC.
And who knows? Maybe Sony and Microsoft will support their current consoles for another year or so.
Well, I know Ubisoft came out and said that they were going to still support the Xbox 360 and the PlayStation 3, even with whatever next-generation consoles are now. So,
yeah.
You know, you'll still get some of the games on there. We know Sony won't just run out and drop... you know, drop supporting the PlayStation 3. Microsoft, they dropped that Xbox pretty quick.
Yeah, they did. There wasn't, once the 360 was out, there was hardly anything that came out for the Xbox.
Right.
There was almost nothing, and I think as it was building up the 360 launch, they pretty much stopped putting out Xbox games, too.
Yep, they did. And it's like, yeah, Microsoft has a history of doing that, but you know, Microsoft didn't have a big install base with the original Xbox like they do the 360, so it could sway one way or the other. I don't know. We'll see. It's all up in the air right now. We'll find out more at least with the Xbox or the PlayStation the 20th, hopefully. But you know, I hope they keep some kind of cross, backwards compatibility. I don't know. I just don't know about Sony being able to do that with a whole new hardware. It depends on how hard it is to do that with it. And, you know, nothing's been confirmed yet exactly what it is. So who knows? We're all just basing everything off rumors at this point.
Off of speculation.
So, you know.
Only time will tell. You
know, anybody can say anything at this point. So.
But I'm sure we'll know pretty soon. We'll know something.
Yeah, I mean, once this big announcement comes out, the 20th, Microsoft isn't going to wait around too long. They're not going to. Once Sony shows their hand, Microsoft will have to show theirs because they'll want to get that excitement going too. So it'll be real interesting though in the next year to see what happens. Definitely. And who knows, maybe if Valve really does bring out some video game console, computer, or whatever.
The Steam console, mm-hmm. Steam Box.
The Steam Box, maybe that will take some of the fire away from PlayStation and Xbox. You know, who knows? Yeah, it'll be real interesting.
Yeah.
New releases for the week.
Who knows? Yep. I mean, I guess we'll just have to wait.
Yeah, just have to wait and see. Let's see. New releases for the week. There really wasn't a whole much coming out this week. Just the Aliens Colonial Marines is finally coming out, like after 500 years of development. I remember this game was supposed to be released like 3 years ago, so looks pretty cool. Don't know if I'll pick it up or not, but looks kind of neat, especially if anybody's an Aliens fan out there. This week on PSN, there's some good deals. If you haven't got Beyond Good and Evil, From Dust is going to be on sale. They haven't said how much. Alien Breed will be out on PSN this week, and it's a cross-buy, so you can get it for $10, and you'll get a Vita copy and a copy for the PS3.
Can't go wrong with that. Nope.
If you're a PlayStation Plus member, it's $7.99, so I might pick it up. That's a pretty good, you know, no-brainer price for a Vita and a PlayStation Plus game. Looking at some of the classic games, Twisted Metal Black, don't have any idea.
Do I have any idea about the price at all?
They did not say the price. I get all the new release PSN stuff from the blog, the official PlayStation blogcast, and sometimes they have prices and sometimes they don't. We'll probably know tomorrow. Usually that's when it comes up on the PlayStation blog itself, is prices will be tomorrow, but they really didn't say.
I was hoping they'd be like, ooh, it's cheaper.
I wouldn't think it'd be more than $10. You know, most of those PS2 classic games, you know, are $10, $15. So, I mean, it's not bad. It'd be worth it. Black was a really good game. I liked it.
It is a good game, and the story is semi-interesting, mm-hmm. So...
And it looks like PlayStation Plus members this week will get free game will be Closure, and Critter Crunch will be $1. I don't know.
What's Closure?
It was a PC game. I think I have it. I believe it was I think it was in one of the Humble Bundles, if I remember right. I kind of got it and glazed over it and didn't even pay much attention to it, to be honest with you. But I didn't know it was coming out on PSN. Yeah, it's looks like a game. It's kind of like Limbo or something. It's kind of in that art style. It's a puzzle platformer, is what it is. Stylistic puzzle platformer that takes the concept of light and shadows and twists it up into something never before seen. It's gotten real good reviews on IGN, 8.5. Looks like it came out in March.
Oh, maybe worth checking out then.
Hey, if you're a PlayStation Plus member, it's free, you know. So how bad can it be?
Yeah, well, would you say how bad could it be? It could be really horrible.
It could be.
Well, that's true. It got pretty good reviews.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're not paying anything, so might as well give it a shot.
Yeah, why not? I did not, Major Nelson did not post in his blog this week again what was going to be on sale or coming out on Xbox Live this week, so I have no idea. It was 2 weeks in a row he hadn't done that. I don't know what's up with that. Usually he's pretty good about putting that up. But moving right along, we have a question from a listener this week. Bobby B. asked on the forums, what new features would you guys like to see in the next generation consoles? What new features would you guys like to see the next generation consoles bring to the table? Boy, I'm having a terrible time reading tonight.
Just a little bit, yeah.
Jeez. You know, I don't know. Of course, you know, it'll be online. PlayStation will be free. I don't see them charging for that. Xbox will still have Xbox Live. It'll still be $60 a year.
I think, how about backwards compatibility?
Yes.
I want that.
I would like that too.
Might not happen, but oh well.
Yeah, that would be cool. What else? I'm sure the Xbox 360 or the Xbox 720 will come with a Kinect, so it'll have voice recognition, it'll have a camera, it'll have all that good stuff. I'd like to see more role-playing games that are online, not necessarily MMOs, but something MMO-ish, like Phantasy Star Online or something like that, something more of an adventure game. I mean... there's not a lot of adventure games that you can play online with a bunch of people on consoles. Most of them are all first-person shooters or sports games. And not that that's a bad thing, but you know, I think there's a market for you know, the adventure game. You know, something free to play.
I hear you. That sounds like, yeah, that's, I think those are good suggestions. I think, you know, some things I think. I think we need cross game and party chat.
Yep, that would be cool.
Hello, Sony, get on it.
Yeah, I don't know why Sony has never done that. You know, that's something that Microsoft has had on the 360 almost since Live has been in existence. You know, you could form up a little party, get like five or six people in there, and you could be playing whatever game you want, and both of you, you know, all of you talking. I don't know why they have not done that on PlayStation 3. I don't know. You know, I just, everything is so features, each console is so feature rich now. I would like to see more the smart glass that Microsoft has on the Xbox is really cool. I'd like to see more games take advantage of something like that. Mm-hmm. You know, you could control what I like is on it. You can control your whole Xbox dashboard with, you know, with your Xbox on from your iPad or whatever tablet you use. And, you know, you could choose Netflix and you're watching Netflix and you can click on the show and bring up different synopsises about it and things like that and things related to it while you're watching it. You know, why not do something like that in football? You know, use the pad to pick your plays or something like that, or draw plays on the fly with it, you know, or something like that. That would be cool. You know, and with the PlayStation 4, you know, more Vita support, you know, they have one game that you can use Little Big Planet to do stuff with the Vita and the PlayStation 3. Why not, you know, make it more like the Wii U with the screen and be able to do more with it, you know.
Yeah. No, those are all like, I don't know, those are all good things. I don't know if any of it would happen,
I think that's what you
can always wish.
That's what you're going to see, I think, more of with more push for tablets, you know, with the Surface and the iPads and the Android and Kindles and things like that. I think you're going to see a whole lot more interaction between tablets and game consoles. Just because that mobile market is something that, you know, has really took a big chunk out of the gaming industry anyway, console gaming industry anyway. Why not use it to the advantage of consoles owners who have the things already there, the pads, tablets already there? Why not?
How about a way to filter out all the annoying 10-year-olds that play?
Yeah, there'll never be a way to do that. Never, ever, ever. Unless you just mute everybody.
I wish.
Yeah,
I wish.
That would be nice. But, well, that's all I have this week, news-wise and anything. You got anything else?
I do not. You pretty much covered what I had to say. It's a little bit, you know, slower week, and with only two of us here,
yeah.
That makes it a little bit tougher.
All right, we had no Minecraft update this week, so...
Mm-hmm.
But I did play some Minecraft. I forgot I did play some Minecraft on Sunday after the show. I actually lived long enough, and I've actually lived a couple days. So.
Yay!
But no, I haven't. Really wasn't a whole lot to talk about this week. Lots of business stuff and earnings call stuff, which is kind of interesting. You know, in an economy that's kind of down, to see that, you know, at least video games are still making the money. There'll always be a niche for that, though. People always want entertainment, that's for sure. All right. Well, Eric, if they got nothing else, why don't you take us out of here with telling people how to get a hold of us?
Will do. You can get a hold of us. You can email us at gamingoutsiderspodcast@gmail.com. You can call us. We do like voice messages.
Mm-hmm.
206-203-4087. If you call us, leave a message. We will play it on the show or at least talk about
it. Absolutely.
You can follow us on Twitter at capital G-O underscore podcast. Or you can also follow the site at Gaming Outsiders. John is at JCMeadows94, and I, Eric, am at Cube00. That's KUBE00.
Yeah, definitely follow us on Twitter, especially Eric. He's always posting the articles he writes for Goozer Nation.
Yes, I post a lot on Twitter, yeah. Probably too much.
No, you're not as bad as some of them. I follow Cliffy B. Holy fright, he tweets all the time. Usually about his Lamborghini.
Everything he's eating.
Yeah. What he's eating, what he's driving, how hot his wife is. Yeah. Yeah. Must be nice.
Well, yeah. He just wants people to know.
Good for him. Yeah. God bless him.
That's right. He's living the dream.
Yeah, really. Living the dream. Living the dream in Raleigh. Oh, God. All right. Well, we're going to call it a show, guys. We hope you all enjoyed the episode. Be sure to leave us some feedback. We didn't get any new 5-star reviews this week, so leave us some feedback on iTunes. Let us know what you think. Head on over to the GamingOutsiders.com forums. Post over there if you have any questions. Check out some of the discussions going on over there. There's some pretty good topics been going talked about the past couple of weeks, so be sure to hop over there and check it out. Join in the conversation. And with that, we're going to get out of here, and we will catch you guys next week.
Yep. See you guys later. Have a good night.